Bringing the holiday spirits into your home this Saturday morning, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House with stories about tree trimming. And I tell people we had a tree trimming party last night or the night before. We had our tree trimming party this week. And people don't know what that means.
You had to explain it to me.
What do you call it? A tree decorating party?
Yeah, that's what we called it.
We've always called it a tree trimming party.
Oh, you know, you were talking about all the different types of trees that you had gone through.
Noble fir, baby. They're the best.
My favorite is my parents. You know, we grew up and my dad was a farmer in the Midwest, and the 80s were tough on guys like that.
Yes.
And we were complaining about something, I'm sure. And my mom says, well, you know, you don't really understand what being poor is like. And she brings out this picture. My grandpa was a minister in the Midwest, you know, and they didn't have any money.
They were the only ones poorer than the farmers.
Exactly.
Right?
And Mom breaks out this picture, and no joke, there's a picture of a tumbleweed that was their Christmas tree wrapped with popcorn. And she says, you get some perspective, son.
That could actually start a new trend, I think. I think people nowadays would think that was cool because that wouldn't be associated with what they didn't have.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you could start a fad. Your family could start a fad there, Mike.
That picture is priceless, though.
I can remember the Charlie Brown tree we dug up in Louisiana the year we went down to Louisiana to the family farm for Christmas. That was a special tree. Really special.
Yeah, your cousin dug it up for the kids. I think it was all of 18 inches tall and had maybe 2 little pine needles on it.
It was great. Folks, one of the things we're doing here at Rosie on the House to spread some Christmas cheer, we've got Rosie's 2015 Santa Bag. And we've got certified partners from across the state that have donated gifts inside this bag. And we'll, a little bit later in the show, give everybody an opportunity to win something out of that bag by calling in. We'll announce it a little bit later. But we've had some great things. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing supplied us with a couple of those Kohler Moxie shower heads that play Bluetooth music while you're taking a shower. My daughter absolutely loves that thing. I think it was one of the best gifts I ever gave her. She got it for Christmas.
If you haven't seen one as well, they're very portable. So she'll take it, stick it in the shower head, then she'll take it in her room when she's getting ready. It can just follow you around the house. But the special feature is it's waterproof, and you can put it right there and sing along in the shower.
That's right. So we've given a couple of those away. We have a full patio sliding Pella window door unit.
New windows?
That just barely fit in the bag. That was hard to stuff in the Santa bag. Really hard. It's a full 6 foot by 6 foot, 6 foot by 8 foot, I think.
6 by 8.
6 by 8. Big door unit. So you'll have a chance to win that. Some lucky person in Tucson's going to have a chance to win 3 months of pest control from Five Star Pest Control down in Tucson, owned by Shelby Hawkins. So we'll have an opportunity to do a little drawing on that a little bit later. I wonder, I met someone, where was I this week? I met someone, and they knew that I had a newspaper article.
Oh, you were in Tucson visiting, screening a new partner. So you were visiting customers of theirs to see what kind of job they'd done. And when you pulled up to this one customer's house, right, he knew exactly who you were.
Yeah, he said, I read your article in the paper every single Saturday. I said, well, have you ever heard the radio show? He says, what radio show?
He said, I don't know what I do on Saturdays, right?
So you can catch us at the radio show here Saturday morning. You can catch us in the newspaper all across the state. We're in 5 different newspapers. And you can also catch us on our blog that we started about a year ago. Now, Romy, you get to the blog by texting what?
For the KTAR Friday article.
Yeah.
You just text house to 411-923.
And then someone set my phone up to do it, and so we post information that's different. If you're a subscriber to our subscription email newsletter, it's different information. It's different information than what we cover here on the air on Saturdays. It's different than what we cover in the newspaper articles. Whoever knew a guy that had to take freshman English 7 semesters would end up spending his entire life writing? Thank goodness for Becky. She is a busy little writer. But our blog here recently, it's covered homeowner questions about remodeling, home entertainment gifts for the holidays, activities, Small Business Saturday, the outdoor living, gardening, and landscaping details. So the blog carries a bunch of different information that you can't get anywhere else.
And when you sign up, it comes to your phone automatically on Fridays. It's bing.
Bing. It just pings you, and it's there, and it's landed. You can go look at it anytime you want.
And it's short, so you can just grab that information, and it's very timely and useful.
And then you can click and go deeper if you'd like, because there's an article in there deeper behind that if you want to try and dig into more information. So it's always we try and reach you here at Rosie on the House to accomplish our mission of becoming your best friend. We're going to take a short break here at bottom of the hour, and we're going to come back and talk about Arizona Staycation, some things Arizona Office of Tourism is doing, and we're going to shine a spotlight on Yavapai County.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.